Angela?
Okay, I'm on two. There's nobody else.
Okay.
We'll start in a minute.
I'm going to go ahead and mute. I'm getting static.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabikoas. Anabikoas, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Terura. Alapet Gimel, Yutah Tati. Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagvenu taharenu no ra. Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na gibor dorshe yechutcha kivavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yutkaf shin. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha, tamid gamlem. Petet resh, tzaditach gimel. Chasin kadosh, berov tuvcha, nael adatach. Het kuf bet, tet nunayim. Yachid Geya Lamcha Pene Zopre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talmo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. The letters of the month of Tammuz, the Taf, that created the planet Lavana, the planet the moon, and the Chet, that created the constellation Sartan, the crab, the astrological sign of Cancer. brought creation into our space. Please join me as we separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai, oh, hey, why, hey. Adonai, hey, why, hey, yo. El rachum v'chanun, erech apayim, v'rav chesed v'emet. Notzer chesed l'alafim, toseyawon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We're going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, which has a certain energy of certainty. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkin Dei Bid Chilu, Erchimud Chilud Chilu Erchimud. Tanenan dekucha, Parihu koma diaved, Leila witata, Kolaihu kishot viovada, Dikshot, Beleid lach mila bialma, Divae barnash, Vedach yaleya, Mineya ulanaga. Beyakalana yahakulhu ovada dikshot inun wikolait sterif be alma. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we say in a whisper. Today's class is class on Lashon Hara. We can find it in row 19 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, in the second column from the left. That opens up to a landing page. And then scroll down to class 5A. Which will be where we will start with day 21. And day 21 is titled The Elderly, the Family. In this segment, the Chofetz Chaim adds another dimension to the issue of Lashon Hara, focusing on additional sins that can be transgressed when Lashon Hara is spoken about certain types of people. For instance, if someone were to speak Lashon Hara about an elderly person, he would be violating the mitzvah, "In the presence of the elderly you should rise, and you shall beautify," which teaches us to treat our elders with respect and honor. Certainly, says the Chofetz Chaim, Lashon Hara demonstrates a lack of respect. If the subject of Lashon Hara is a Torah scholar, one violates the mitzvah to honor a Talmid Chacham, and may, in certain circumstances, be guilty of actual heresy. If the victim of Lashon Hara is a Kohen, then the positive mitzvah, the Kiddushto, which teaches us to treat Kohanim with added respect, has also been transgressed. We know that often people act toward those outside their family circle with more respect than they show toward the members of their own family. Many Torah sources stress that the true barometer of a person's behavior is not how he treats sources, how he treats people when the world is watching, but how he treats his family in the privacy of his home. Unfortunately, in some homes, ridicule plays a big part in family interaction. Sometimes, God forbid, a parent is the victim of these barbs, especially when the children are married and their parents are not present to hear their comments. The Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, has a very effective method for opening the door to this type of Lashon Hara. He says, maybe you can refrain from speaking Lashon Hara outside the home, but the boundaries of Shmirat HaLashon, guarding one's speech, stop at your front door. Within the family, people are close and contact is constant, and Shmirat Lashon is all but impossible. The Chofetz Chaim teaches that speaking negatively of an older sibling, a step-parent, or God forbid, a father or mother, is not only Lashon Hara, it is a violation of the mitzvah, honor your father and mother. There is also a curse applied to children who show parents disrespect. Cursed is he who degrades his father or mother. One of the primary reasons Hashem created the family unit was so that it could be a workshop, a place for the neshama to develop. The home is where we learn to be less self-centered, where we develop a love of chesed, of kindness towards others. When the laws of Shmirat HaLashon guide the family's interactions each day, each neshama, which this workshop produces, can develop to its full and its rich potential. That's the end of day 21. Does anyone have any questions? Day 22, the value of time. Positive mitzvot 11 and 12. One of the great innovations in the computer industry is multitasking, meaning that computers now have the ability to run several software programs simultaneously. The Chofetz Chaim tells us that a person also has to run two programs through his mind at the same time. One thought process is used to accomplish whatever task we are presently engaged in. The second process is a constant scanning of the first process to ensure that it is in line with the mitzvah to be aware of and fear Hashem at all times. When we are confronted with a choice of acting or not acting, of speaking or not speaking, we should always ask ourselves, what does Hashem want me to do? A person who speaks Lashon Hara has clearly lost his focus, at least for a few moments, on what Hashem wants of him. He is acting as if Hashem is not present. Hashem forbid. Chas v'shalom. Therefore, he violates the mitzvah to imbue oneself with fear of heaven. The Chofetz Chaim teaches us that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he is wasting one of the most precious commodities this world has to offer, time. There is no limit to the reward for learning Torah. It is by far the most precious mitzvah a person can do. The only excuse a person has for not studying Torah the entire day is that he has other important matters, such as earning a living, to which he must attend. Speaking Lashon Hara is certainly not something which one should be doing. And so the time spent speaking Lashon Hara is unjustifiably being lost. A sin of Bitul Torah, wasting time that should be dedicated to learning. Furthermore, our sages of blessed memory state, just as the mitzvah of Torah study is equal to all of the mitzvot of the Torah combined, so too the sin of Lashon Hara equals all of the sins of the Torah combined. The consequences of this fact are enormous, says the Chofetz Chaim. As an example, let us consider the 20-minute wait in some shuls between Mincha and Maariv. Each word of Torah learning is a mitzvah for itself. A person can comfortably speak 150 words a minute. Multiply this by the 20 minutes between Mincha and Maariv, and we have 3,000 spoken words. This means that 3,000 mitzvot can be accomplished in 20 minutes of learning. Unfortunately, the opposite is true with Lashon Hara. Not only can a person acquire 3,000 sins for speaking 20 minutes of Lashon Hara, he also would acquire 3,000 sins of Bitul Torah. Most tragic of all, he loses a priceless reward of 3,000 precious mitzvot of Torah study, which could have been his. That's the end of day 22. Is there any questions? It's a pretty powerful reason not to do Lashon Hara, isn't it? Day 23, to walk in his ways. And these are positive mitzvot 13 and 14. When relating the bad points of another person, especially when one becomes swept up in telling the story, it is natural to exaggerate for dramatic effect. The Chofetz Chaim tells us that even one word of exaggeration constitutes a lie. And when it is spoken to a Lashon Hara conversation, the speaker adds the violation of the mitzvah, distance yourself from falsehood, to his list of transgressions. The Rambam tells us that a person who exaggerates someone's bad points is guilty of motzi shem ra, which is slander, a more severe form of Lashon Hara. And I am adding, motzi shem ra is telling a level of the small lie, but it is still a lie. This is usually exaggeration. By requiring every one of us to observe these laws, Hashem, in his infinite wisdom, shows us the power of one word. In truth, we see this ourselves in everyday situations. For instance, if someone is asked for information regarding a shidduch, a marriage match, there is a world of difference between saying, "He is a quiet boy," and saying, "He is a very quiet boy." With that one word, a significantly different image of the boy is conveyed. By saying that he is a quiet boy, the speaker characterizes the boy as thoughtful and reflective. But the description, "very quiet," gives rise to the possibility that he is perhaps reclusive or dull. That one word, which very possibly is inaccurate, might be cause for this suggested shidduch to be rejected. This is what one word can do. The Chofetz Chaim lists one final positive mitzvah that is transgressed when speaking Lashon Hara. And you shall walk in his ways, meaning his Hashem's ways. Hashem's kindness is boundless. He is deeply pained when we speak badly of children of Israel, even those who are clearly wrong. Hashem's way is to wait for people to repent. When we observe the actions of our fellow man, decide that he is guilty, and even go so far as to share our opinion with others, then we have drifted far from the ways of Hashem. That is why people who speak Lashon Hara are included among those who are not permitted to greet the Shekhinah. By indicting others through words of Lashon Hara, we have traveled a distance from Hashem that is too far to bridge. God forbid. That's the end of day 23. Any questions? And day 24. Curses, an object of curses. This segment concludes the Chofetz Chaim introduction to this Sefer. Its overriding message is that the seemingly innocuous sin called Lashon Hara is so destructive to our service of Hashem that it is impossible to ignore its repercussions. The Chofetz Chaim concludes with his closing argument, a section on curses. Not only does a person stunt his spiritual growth and amass countless sins for himself by speaking Lashon Hara, he actually makes himself the object of two curses that are written in the Torah. The first is, cursed is one who strikes his fellow in secret. As Rashi explains, the speaker of Lashon Hara who whispers derogatory information about others in private is the subject of this verse. If a mitzvah has become irrelevant to a person so that he totally ignores it, then he is included in the curse. Curses is he who does not uphold the words of this Torah to do them, and he is classified as a rebel with regard to one sin. When a person speaks Lashon Hara freely and without restraint, it is as if he is saying, Hashem, you gave me many important things to do. Shabbat, Kashrut, Torah study. But Shmirat HaLashon does not fit into my particular lifestyle. Regarding such an attitude, the Chofetz Chaim states, his sin is too great to be borne. An expression used by Scripture and our sages for very severe sins. The Chofetz Chaim concludes, and I ask you, my dear reader, to read and reread this introduction, because more than anything else, it will help you succeed with Shmirat HaLashon. Are there any questions? Day 25, the truth hurts. These are the laws of Lashon Hara in chapter 1, and there are the first two is in this day. In the first chapter of Sefer Chofetz Chaim, some common myths concerning Lashon Hara are shattered. The Chofetz Chaim begins by correcting the single biggest misconception, a point so crucial that it is expressed in the chapter's very first words. It is forbidden to relate derogatory information about a person, even if the information is true. The Chofetz Chaim continues, our sages of blessed memory define this activity as Lashon Hara. The recounting of true derogatory information about another is the classic case of Lashon Hara. Each of us can recall a conversation in which someone told us Lashon Hara. If we could probe the mind of the speaker and study his rationale in relating something derogatory about a fellow child of Israel, we would likely find that he felt justified in repeating it since the information was true. If we were to suggest to the speaker that this is Lashon Hara, 9 times out of 10 he would respond, but it's true. Now, if this derogatory information were about the speaker's brother, father, son, daughter, wife, he would surely be much more reluctant to share it with us. The justification that it's true would be overshadowed by the natural protective feeling we have for people whom we love. The Chofetz Chaim begins his sefer by telling us, it does not matter if it is true. Hashem wants us to be as protective of every child of Israel's reputation as if he or she were our own brother or sister. Just as one would be loath to spread negative information about one's sister or brother, regardless of the fact that the information is true, so that should be we loathe to spread negative information about any child of Israel. Once again, the Chofetz Chaim cites the negative mitzvah, you shall not go as a peddler of gossip among your people, for this is the primary verse which prohibits speaking Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim paints the picture of a peddler with a sack slung over his shoulder. But instead of fruit or clothing, this sack contains negative information. The speaker of Lashon Hara is a peddler who travels from person to person, distributing his sinful wares. Though we don't see ourselves as peddlers, almost any conversation containing Lashon Hara is one in which one person delivers to another negative information that he is carrying with his mind. One of the main reasons why Lashon Hara is so despicable in the eyes of Hashem is because filling one's mind with negative information and peddling it to others is a lowly act. And Hashem does not want children of Israel to act in a lowly way. Are there any questions? Class number 6 continues. Except my computer is acting up and I can't reach it. My Wi-Fi is cut out, and I'm trying to fix it. But it doesn't look like it's fixing. I guess our class is over for today. So we'll pick up where class 6 starts next week, which is day 26.
Okay.
Are there any other questions?
It was all pretty clear.
His safer is very clear. It's just overwhelming. And mm-hmm. It feels like, what else can you say? But the truth is, there are many ways to say positive things. And that's really the information. There's no reason to say derogatory things. We do so because we want to feel stronger or better or more important than the other person, or to put them down, God forbid. But when we realize that person is really has a spark of God within them, there's no desire to do that.
We can also be guilty of doing it about ourselves, can't we? We talk about ourselves.
We do it all the time about ourselves.
Right. Well, I think we're peeling layers off, which is good.
Yes, it is. You all have a good balance of your Kodesh Tov, of your new month.
Shalom. Thank you.
Okay,
Shalom. Thank you.